Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, cattle markets were relatively quiet here. We thought this morning that the market might increase substantially after making new highs yesterday on the April live cattle. We're all the live cattle for that matter. But we were quiet here, down 27 in February at 129.30. April's did go to 130.10, which was a new contract high. There was some anticipation with the extremely good close yesterday that there would be some follow-through purchasing coming into this morning, but it really didn't develop that way. But overall, like I said, steady to 10 higher on fats, 10 to 50 higher on the feeders. Midday box beef on choice was $2.1985 of 18 cents, select down 67 at $2.1306, relatively neutral. And the Fed Cattle Exchange had 287 head listed this morning. No trade. It looks like we've had a 125 bid here late. And feedlots are asking about 130. So quite a bit of difference there between the bid and the ask midweek here. It looks like we're going to drag it out till the end of the week. The hogs today were quiet here. We had April hogs down 37 at 55.35. Pretty cold, wet weather moving through the plains here. There's some talk that cattle have been scooted back, some say up to a month because they're not gaining any weight. And then tomorrow we've got the cattle inventory report. It's expected to be about in line with where we were 1 year ago. So right at 100% on both beef cows and cow and calf inventory.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
The grain markets today, pretty unimpressive here. Wheat, Chicago wheat down a penny, Kansas City up 1 to 4 cents. So a little mix there. Beans were unchanged, corn down about 3. Really no new developments out of China and the U.S. trade deal. A lot of talk. Lighthizer did make a few comments that didn't sound as promising as we had heard before in his testimony today. The agreement would have to be or likely be an executive agreement between the president of the United States and China rather than an official congressional agreement. So that was a little bit interesting in terms of the details of the deal. Jordan and Thailand both bought wheat, none of it from the United States. It looks like most from France or the Black Sea region. And then Russia, which we thought was running out and would stop exporting, it looks like has another 4 to 5 million metric tons of old crop wheat to export, which pushes them out in April to July timeframe in terms of when they're going to run out, which is when we start catching back up. So that's also a major reason why we are pressuring the wheat market here, is just lack of any sort of supply shortage around the world. And then Sonny Perdue mentioned that the debt levels on farms have reached 1980 levels, $409 billion versus $385 last year. It keeps inching up. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.